Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce? It just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 20ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.20ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 20ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
For the weekend of August 3rd, 2018, since we always use the Friday dates going into the weekend, this is Into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline.
Over there, the other side of that big giant picture window in the room of control, controlling us is the control room. I guess that's why we call it that. Yeah. Erasmo. And in New York, working with the show, fortunately, because he's still our director of research and contributes to the show dramatically and absolutely every single week, is Horatio. And Beth, who books guests and provides the tech tip and our tech newsletter. What do you mean you don't get it? It's free once a week. Visit intotomorrow.com and just put in your email address and you'll get the weekly tech newsletter. And she does a whole bunch of other stuff with the show out of Naples. So we're all over the place. We're here in Miami in the event that you care where anybody is. And we bring you Into Tomorrow each and every week in our 23rd year now doing this, covering the latest in consumer tech, products, services, all kinds of cool gadgets and gizmos, things available today and into tomorrow. Aren't we clever? That's the name of the show.
It's very clever.
Thanks. Tech news and commentary. We'll get back to your calls that qualify, by the way, for our cool Into Tomorrow hot summer giveaway. And wrapping up the end of this month, early September, so be sure and participate while there's still goodies available to send.
A number of companies that offer consumer genetic testing, including 23andMe and Ancestry, have pledged to protect customer privacy under a new set of voluntary guidelines. The firms say they will now obtain express consent from customers before transferring their genetic data to third parties, and they promise to publish annual transparency reports detailing how and when their data is accessed by law enforcement. The guidelines are a reaction to public fears about how private companies share individuals' sensitive genetic data. Customers pay for tests in the hopes of learning about their ancestry or disposition to certain diseases, but the issue was brought into the spotlight following the April arrest of a man who was thought to be the Golden State Killer, a serial killer and rapist who was active in the 1970s and 80s. The suspect was identified by matching decades-old DNA sample to a public data set of genetic information uploaded to the ancestry site GEDmatch, with police claiming that the site's privacy policy meant a court order was not needed to search the database.
Well, first of all, I think, this is the former police officer in me speaking, obviously, that if we have a chance to solve major crimes like murder by using these other databases, not just the police databases that are available, and they are quite extensive, mind you, but other people that are volunteering to learn about their ancestry and so forth, then it should be available to appropriate law enforcement. Now, to track you down for a parking ticket, that's not going to happen, and nor would it need to be. But a murder or rape or some major crime like that, hey, good for the police for being able to get that guy after all those years and track him down and do that. I mean, that's good police work and good lab results in the long run. But I also think it's good that these organizations that are competing with each other have all decided to get together and do this voluntary system to be able to say, hey, we're going to still do our best. Now, if police suspect that there's someone involved that we can help track down and they get a court order for it, so be it. You know, we're going to have to give it up. It's a order by a judge. So that's fine. And in the long run, do it. But before they're doing it before it becomes legislative and they have to do it.
Right. You know, and I didn't read anything, you know, when I was, you know, researching the story that any of them have said that we won't give the information to law enforcement,
yeah.
But they will produce reports every year saying, okay, this is the information that was given to this person, that person. So at least, you know what's going on.
And we've had some of these companies on before, Ancestry.com, for example, and others. And I've always wondered every time I see their commercials or hear their commercials, 23andMe, what does that have to do with anything? Why 23?
I think it's the number of chromosomes or something.
Oh, is it?
I guess.
Oh. I must have been snoozing during biology class when they talked.
I could even be wrong. I don't know.
Well, that sounds realistic. Oh, yeah. Boy, that's scary. It sounds realistic. We'll get our crack research team on that. Why did they call themselves 23andMe? I know you're probably looking it up as we speak. Not surprisingly, Dish Network is dragging its feet. Dish co-founder and chairman Charlie Ergen has spent nearly $20 billion on unused spectrum. And the clock is ticking down for the company to deliver on its wireless network plans. Dish has to prove to the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, that it's providing coverage to 70% of the population across 176 markets, or it risks losing its advanced wireless services, or AWS-4 spectrum. And, of course, that would be a $20 billion hit for Dish. So as they continue to drag their feet, we'll continue to report on whether or not they're going to get that job done and report appropriately as required to the FCC. See what happens. Or Charlie's just blowing money again, which wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah. According to a whistleblower, Google is planning to relaunch its search engine in China, complete with censored results to meet the demands of the Chinese government.
Oh, boy.
The company originally shut down its Chinese search engine in 2010, citing government attempts to, quote, limit free speech on the web. But according to a report, the U.S. tech giant now wants to return to the world's biggest single market for Internet users. According to internal documents provided by the whistleblower, which of course has not been named, Google has been developing a censored version of its search engine under the codename Dragonfly since the beginning of last year. The search engine is being built as an Android mobile app and will reportedly blacklist sensitive queries and filter out all websites blocked by China's web censors, including Wikipedia and BBC News. The censorship will extend to Google's image search, spell check, and suggested search features.
So, like when I was in China years ago trying to find the Tiananmen Square story with the guy standing in front of the tank and the picture and trying to share it with... at the time, my guide, who was very nervous about that, no, don't send me that picture, even if you can get it. I couldn't get there until I used my VPN, which made, the network, the internet think I'm in Miami again. And then it gave me all those results, and there I was. And then I kept thinking, at 2 a.m, the Chinese police are going to be banging on my hotel door or something because I got that info. So I understand why Google feels they have to compete. They've got to get in there. So they're going to have to just censor all this stuff and offer up, because of the Chinese government, these censored results, which is a shame, but I get it. From a business standpoint, either Google says, well, we skip China altogether, or that massive market that they can serve in many other ways is just going to have to, deal with the censored stuff.
And, and of course, there's still countries that don't have internet. We talked a few weeks ago on the show about, Cuba is now, offering some internet to some people, but yeah, mainly people that are working for the government-run journalism companies. So,
so it's not
still
really
a long way to go.
Right? Yeah, it's not really the internet. We talked, was it our first hour? Yeah, about Huawei and how they are beating Apple now in the number of smartphone sales. So it's Samsung and then Huawei and then Apple and then everybody else, a distant fourth and fifth, etc. Well, Huawei once again ready to beat another manufacturer to the punch with a new innovation. In this case, they're looking to get a foldable screen out before Samsung. Other than the novelty of having a phone that you can fold and put in your pocket, does that interest you, I wonder? I'm asking our audience, foldable screen, something that you'd be excited about, that you'd pay a lot more money to have? Maybe. I mean, if screen real estate is important and you can end up with an 8-inch screen from a 4-inch foldable, maybe that would be very handy for you. But Huawei says, oh, yeah, Samsung's going to come out with it. Well, we're going to beat them to the punch. We'll see.
We'll see. Because Samsung usually has big presence at IFA every year. So yep. If they have big announcements, they will may probably announce something there.
Well, and they have their big Unpacked event coming up this month. And we'll certainly be reporting on that because that's where it's anticipated that they will be introducing their Note 9, among other things. They're going to introduce a new Gear watch, things of that nature, we suspect. So we'll certainly report on that. And as a matter of fact, Samsung's upcoming Note 9 may be the first Android device to get access to popular mobile game Fortnite. None of you play that. I don't. I'm not a gamer. But we've heard of it.
I looked at my phone the other day, and apparently my son downloaded it to my phone, so he knows about it.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa. Currently, the mobile app is only available for Apple's iOS. This exclusive feature for Android could give the upcoming Note 9 a very significant competitive edge because it is a very popular game, Fortnite. And a lot of people are playing it if you've got an iPhone. Well, now you can also play it on Android, possibly anyway, with the Note 9 coming out. So we'll report on that and let you know.
Facebook announced new features meant to help people manage and limit the amount of time they spend on the company's apps. The new tools give users their daily average of time spent on both Facebook and Instagram apps, as well as the ability to set a time limit for daily use and mute app notifications for a specific time period. The new features come amid growing concerns from mental health experts and a vocal group of technologists about the impact social media is having on people. We talked a lot about this last hour in your interview with Catherine Price about how to break up with your phone. Facebook wrote in a blog post, quote, "We want the time people spend on Facebook and Instagram to be intentional, positive, and inspiring."
And addictive.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that's really what they want. Wow. Harry in Port Huron, Michigan, listening on AM 800 CKLW, the information station. Hello, Harry.
I've got a friend who has had nothing but problems with Windows. His computer, he's using Windows 10, and for the last 2 years, I kid you not, because I've counted them, he has had to reinstall Windows because it was corrupted a total of 25 times.
Yikes.
In the last 2 years. What would cause Windows to corrupt? No matter what Windows he has, you name the version, he's got them all. When he puts it in, it works for a few weeks, and then it's corrupted. What causes that, and how can we stop this from happening?
Wow. I can't help but wonder, Harry, if it's one of those, I'm asking for a friend, because that's wild. But that doesn't sound like a Windows problem, actually, believe it or not. It sounds like more of a hard drive problem. Windows can usually run over extended periods of time, meaning years, not weeks, without any real corruption issues. If all your friend is getting is a few weeks, then something else must be going terribly wrong in there. If his hard drive is on its way out, there's a chance that some sectors just keep getting corrupted.
Yeah, now, hard drives these days aren't very expensive, and they're not very hard to install, so it might be smart just to swap it before the next reinstall. But if Windows happens to be up and running right now, he can also run some diagnostics on that drive to see what comes up. Windows 10 includes some basic tools to scan and check a hard drive. Even running those may yield some clues that point to a faulty drive. Now, this is not a common Windows problem, much less a problem across several versions of Windows. So you and your friends should approach it as a likely hardware issue.
Yeah, it does sound, honestly, Harry, like it's more that than anything else. So check that. Make sure you run some diagnostics on the drive and let us know, because you've really got me curious here. And you're a great friend to be helping this guy out like that. But that's so unusual, so honestly unheard of. And you know we're not big Microsoft fans either over the years, if you listen to the show for any length of time. But I can't really blame them for that one. I have to see. But now you got us real curious. So please call back and let us know. And if you've got a question, comment, concern, help for another listener, maybe you can help Harry and his friend as well. Call us at the following toll-free number. It's good from anywhere in North America. Skype into it from anywhere in the world if you'd like. We want to address the issues and hear from you and send you prizes for participating.
800-899-4686. That's 1-800-899-INTO.
And meet us in the meantime at intotomorrow.com.
Think you're stuck with slow internet because of where you live? Think again. Do what we did and order HughesNet, America's number one choice for satellite internet. HughesNet delivers the speed you need with the data you want and is available where you live. Own a business? HughesNet has plans for you, too. Text RADIO to 35000 for offers in your area. That's RADIO to 35000. HughesNet, high-speed internet available where you live or work.
Do all of your electronic devices work the way you work? And you don't care whose logo's on it? Does your tech sometimes let you down? No, never, I'm sure. Well, call us here at Into Tomorrow anytime, 24/7. We're glad to help. Erasmo's in the control room. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you by the Dexcom G6 Continuous Glucose Monitoring System. Make knowledge your superpower. Visit Dexcom.com. That's DEXCOM.com.
And we did say they can call 24/7. Not only will we help solve their digital dilemmas, it's our pleasure, but we'll send them prizes. So what's the number to call?
800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686.
Okay. We could do that. Well, they can do that. You should do that.
It's time for our Info History Major. IFA is one of the largest and oldest tech shows in the world. With this week's look back at IFA's historic past.
Here's Chris Graveline.
I still can't get over the way she changes her voice there at the end when she introduces you.
Uh-huh.
It's amazing.
Right. There were several approaches to record movies on a disc. After the TED system by Telefunken, presented at IFA in 1971, VHD, the video high-density disc by JVC, was introduced. Then LaserVision by Philips and CED by RCA. All were analog, all failed, and all were discontinued by the mid-80s. CD video with 74 minutes of video also didn't succeed. Another medium with higher capacity was needed, combined with data reduction, which was available in the early 90s. In the mid-90s, the industry started to develop the DVD technology, which had five times the storage capacity of a CD, and was the subject of the very first Into Tomorrow broadcast in 1996.
That's right. Ooh, you remember.
Yes.
Well, because you're the tech history guy.
That's right. Yeah. That's this week's IFA update, brought to you by Messe Berlin. Be sure to visit ifa-berlin.com.
We will do just that, and we will be visiting them in person in Berlin, Germany, the first couple of weeks of September, as we broadcast once again since 2003 from IFA. So you want to stay tuned for that. That'll be fun. We'll be talking to as many of the exhibitors as we can possibly get into our broadcast booth there. And if you're going to be visiting Berlin then, because this show is open to the public, be sure to look us up in the IFA Next Hall. It's all the new stuff, the new-to-market things, the startup companies, all the cool tech stuff is there, all the keynotes, everything right there outside our broadcast booth. Can't miss us. Come say hi. Jim in Gladewater, Texas, listens on KTBB. Hello, Jim.
Hi there. I'm thinking about getting a newer laptop, and I was wondering, is going to a pawn shop, because I really can't afford a really expensive one, but going to a pawn shop a good idea or a bad idea?
Well, Jim, it's a good question, but I got to say there's probably not a right answer to this. Now, since the computer would be coming from an unknown source that treated it in an unknown manner, it seems like this would be a luck of the unknown draw situation, if you will. You may be better off looking at refurbished models that come with a warranty of some sort, or even at used computer sites online that will at least take it back if it doesn't turn on when you buy it.
And not to mention anything you buy at a pawn shop, not necessarily always the case, but has the potential of being somebody else's property that was acquired in less than legal manners.
Yeah, like stolen.
Yeah.
And then you'd have to give it up because you're in possession now of stolen property, even though you didn't know it. And that does happen occasionally at the pawn shops.
Now, it seems like buying it from a pawn shop or anywhere else would basically just mean buying it used, with all the advantages and disadvantages of buying anything used. Another thing you might want to consider is whether or not you need an expensive one. You may be able to get by with a new one or a used one from a safer source that isn't that powerful or expensive.
Yeah, exactly. So, Jim, I hope that that helps you out. Another thing to think about might be that you want to look at a Chromebook or something like that, because we talked about that, was it last hour? Oh, my mind's going. Where somebody was talking about the inexpensive Chromebooks, and you can get very good quality, and as long as you're just doing some basic online stuff, email, web browsing, that kind of stuff. Now, if you're going to edit audio or video, that's not for you. You know, you got to get a laptop. If you're going to do other kinds of things that you're going to need for work, might be something else that you need to consider. Wayne in Webb City, Missouri, listens to the free Into Tomorrow podcast. Hello there.
I need some help with trying to get to where I can watch my dish recordings on my TV. I'm an over-the-road truck driver, and I store my things on a iPad, but I need some way to project them or get them up on a TV screen where I've got a bare screen to watch them. I've tried a Fire Stick, and either I'm not smart enough to set it up or I can't get it to work. But if you can help me, I would appreciate it. Also have a Hopper Go as well. And if either one of them I can get to work on TV, I would really appreciate it.
Well, Wayne, your best bet will probably be to buy a Lightning to HDMI adapter and physically plug your iPad to your TV. Try not to go cheap on the adapter. The cheap ones tend not to work. Read the reviews for whichever one you choose to buy before you make the purchase, and you'll probably see either all 5 stars or all 1 star. There's very little middle ground with these kind of things.
Yeah, the good adapters tend to be around $40. Now, unfortunately, the Hopper Go won't be of any help. It's basically just an external hard drive that you use to transfer dishes encrypted content, but there's no connection option to go to a TV.
Yeah, so unfortunately that won't help you. But Wayne, see what you can do, and we'll do our best to help you. If that doesn't work, we'll take it a step further or two. Visit us at intotomorrow.com.
The national debt is now over $20 trillion. What's next? Rising inflation, drops in the dollar's value, some experts say another crash is coming. What will be left of your investments for your children and grandchildren? We know you can fight this, not with stocks or bonds, but with gold and silver coins and an IRA from Augusta Precious Metals. During periods of great volatility, precious metals regularly outperform stocks because they're a true wealth asset that have real value. During the 3-year recovery period after the crash of 08, the Dow only went up 3.5%, while gold more than doubled in price. Call 855-662-6533 and learn how an IRA backed by physical gold and silver can hedge against inflation and build a true legacy for your family. Regain control of your financial destiny and call Augusta Precious Metals at 855-662-6533. That's 855-662-6533. As in any investment, the price of gold and silver may fluctuate over time and you could lose money. Check with financial and legal advisors.
Thank you for tuning into the program. And, of course, if you've got any questions, comments, concerns, any issues about anything you hear on this week's show, be sure to let us know. You can call toll-free 800-899-INTO from anywhere in North America, anytime 24-7, or even better, use the audio option on the free Into Tomorrow app. Our next guest just concluded her talk here. The subject of the talk was how women change healthcare with tech, including better care, flexibility, and convenience. So that certainly got our attention, and we thought, let's chat with the CEO of Minxly, Jennifer Kelly. Jennifer, welcome Into Tomorrow. How are you?
Thank you. I'm good. I'm very excited to be talking to you.
Well, thank you. I'm excited to be talking to you as well. You're very passionate about what it is you do, which is what I want to start with. Tell me about Minxly. You
yes.
founded this company. What is it about? And we'll get into some of the details.
Very happy to. Yes, I'm sure you could tell from my speech today, I'm really, really passionate about this topic. I mean, Minxly in its own, even in the name, Minxly actually stands for My Inspired Life. You know, so ever since I can remember, like when I was a little girl, I always asked the question, you know, well, people ask the question to me, what will you be when you grow up? And to me, as I did grow up, this question evolved into why am I here? What is my purpose? And as I had many experiences, you know, being a consultant in McKinsey, studying in Harvard, being in industry, in pharma, and all that, really the question of why am I here ended up with my deepest understanding is that we are here to live an inspired life. You know, we are here to have peak experiences in terms of our work, traveling the world, helping other people, building strong and meaningful relationships. And that's really where we should be spending our time and our energy in this world. But I think most people really don't do this. There are a lot of things that hold us back. And this is what Minxi is all about. So we fundamentally believe that every person is motivated to live happy lives and healthy lives, because this is the foundation of living a full life, right? So that's of your physical and mental well-being. And so this is what we're focusing on today. So how do we make your daily health much better so that you can contribute, this can contribute to you living a fuller life every single day?
So this is certainly one great example of how women are changing healthcare with tech, because it brings you then to Connet to talk to doctors and to healthcare providers and nurses and folks in the industry about how you can help make their lives better as well.
Yes. So I think it's interesting because a lot of us, for myself, I'm not a doctor, so I always come at this, or many people.
No, but I play one on TV.
Fantastic. And most of us think about, okay, kind of like our perspective, right? Like as patients, how do I get better healthcare for myself? But then the more I dug deep into this topic, I actually realized that we should be asking that question to doctors. It's really shocking when you look at the statistics, and also when you just have the relationship, the conversation with doctors and understand what kind of lives they're living. It's really high stress, crazy work hours. It's actually like, you know, really important things they're handling every single day, you know.
But as a patient, my first thought is, yeah, but they're not the ones waiting for an hour and a half in their waiting room. And it's like, you know, I've got a life too, but I can understand exactly what I'm concerned about there for them. And you talked in your discussion about how doctors are mostly unhappy at work. The vast majority.
Vast majority. Is it 61 to 76% of doctors are unhappy at work? And it's crazy. Even 40 to 55 actually report being burnt out at work.
So it's not just disgruntled patients that are upset with having to wait, like me. You know, it's like, you know, I have a life too, doc. I work for a living. I'm not retired. You know, why are we waiting? So next time of the appointment, I'm going to just come an hour and a half later. Well, no, because you'll wait another hour and a half. Well, that's nice. But those kind of things, of course, add to their stress levels as well. But what makes them so unhappy otherwise?
I mean, there are a lot of things that contribute to it. I think there's like increasing bureaucracy in their work. Because there's greater workload, more patients coming in, they spend less time with patients. They feel like a cog in a wheel of a huge, you know, impersonal healthcare system. And they have this kind of like, they're now disassociated with the meaning of their profession, which is caring for people. I mean, this is why doctors go through the years of like intense academic gruel and all this, right?
And while the Hippocratic Oath doesn't say be happy, you kind of read between the lines and say that if you're caring for people, hopefully that makes you happy because you're making them happy and healthy.
Yes. And actually, happy doctors are better doctors. I mean, studies have actually shown this, that if the doctor is happy, this doctor will be much more accurate in making diagnoses and is 19% more efficient at work.
Good. So I should continue my sense of humor when I do finally get into the doctor, because if they're laughing, if they're smiling, if they're at a point where, all right, maybe I've somewhat brightened their day even a little tiny bit, maybe they'll spend a little more time with me, or at least a little more time being concerned about my condition, whatever it might be. Right?
Yeah. And they'll be better at it, too. Now, this is exactly what we need to do. I think we should always ask ourselves not only the question of how do we get better health care, but actually how do we make the doctor happy?
Yeah. And you're saying in your talk that female doctors are even more unhappy. Why would that be?
Yeah. I think women doctors, so if you look at the studies and the statistics, more women are unhappy at their work. More women are burnt out at their work. And, you know, more women are then motivated to do something about it. And
like leave the profession
exactly,
even?
Exactly. Even leave the profession. So it goes in terms of like two ways, you know. It's a cross in the path. So it's either then they retire early or they go part-time because they'd rather spend time with their family. At the end of the day, that makes them happy. Or there are some female doctors now that we're seeing more and more of them are actually looking to digital tools to solve this problem. So it's actually women that are paving the way to changing this problem. It's amazing.
And the women doctors that you're talking to are, it seems to me, a lot more receptive to your ideas than probably their male counterparts in many ways until they get the big picture and say, wait a minute, now how come she's smiling all the time now?
Yeah, no, this is indeed the case. I think, you know, I think women doctors immediately see the benefit of having better flexibility in their job, having better work-life balance. They are also motivated to be able to spend more time with their patients, whether that's in the practice or outside the practice, you know, doing remote medicine or telemedicine, because this makes them better doctors at the end of the day. All of that combined. Yeah.
And hopefully better care for me and you as patients.
Yes. I mean, I maybe I'll let this slip in this interview, but actually there are studies out there that show that women are slightly better doctors than men. But
oh, come on. I feel like I've got to defend manhood. But no, you know what? I agree with that, though. I think, oh, great, my doctors that are listening are going, oh, really? Yeah, your appointments are canceled now. But you're saying statistically that is the case?
Yes, it is the case. So it's interesting because women, they tend to communicate differently than male doctors. And this matters a lot in patient care, right?
Like actually communicate versus just next.
Yeah. No. Okay. Yes, no, you know. And also women tend to look at guidelines more, tend to actually study research. You know, that doesn't make male doctors worse off, but obviously it's beneficial to be able to look at the guidelines once in a while.
And maybe what's good about that is that their male counterparts are seeing those changes and saying, all right, we need to adopt some of these changes too.
Yeah, they're loving it, actually. So in the beginning, like, we developed Minxly really to, you know, to solve this problem that is being kind of like, I guess, rallied more by the women. But in the end, it's the men who are actually going back to us saying, like, I love this new way of working. Like, it's a lot more flexible working. I'm able to spend time with my family and not feel guilty that I'm not there with my patients, because actually I can make myself available to my patients and I can take care of, especially patients with like serious conditions, chronic conditions, which is majority of the problems now. So you need continuous care from your doctor. And this is really the only way this is going to be possible in the future.
So, doctor, male and female, smile. It makes people nervous. No, but it's a good thing.
Yeah, very, very good thing.
Jennifer, you are a lot of fun to talk to, and I love your attitude and the fact that you're helping so many healthcare professionals already, and others can get help too when they visit your website, Minxly. It's Minxly. Minxly.com. We'll link you there too when you hit us up at intotomorrow.com. Thanks so much for spending a few minutes with us here in Berlin.
A lot of fun. Thanks very much.
Into Tomorrow continues right here on the Advanced Media Network.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 888-912-1332. 888-912-1332. 888-912-1332. Call right now. 888-912-1332.
Virtual.
virtual reality, drones, robots, 3D printing. It's not necessarily on everyone's diet, but in small portions, they're all pretty good and getting even better all the time. Are you sampling some of this new fare? You know, you can join us anytime and share your experience with us. Or if you've got questions about any of those things or anything else involving consumer tech, we want to hear from you. And it's very easy. Call anytime 24/7, 800-899-4686. That's 800-899-INTO. And join us on Into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you by the OWC Thunderblade. For the creative professional who needs the absolute fastest storage with transfer speeds up to 2,800 megabytes per second. Learn more at OWCDigital.com.
You're listening to Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline.
Thank you, Siri.
The Cool Into Tomorrow Hot Summer Giveaway.
You certainly want to participate before the summer ends with our annual big broadcast from IFA in Berlin. So that means this month, you've got to call in and participate anytime, 24/7. No promises, no guarantees, but mention two or three of the items, all of which are listed at intotomorrow.com, by the way, that you would prefer. We'll do our best to get one or two of those to you. For example,
from Bridge, we got a 5,000, a 10,000, and a 15,000 milliamp hours USB-C and quick charge portable battery, and lightning and micro USB charging cables with reinforced Kevlar.
They got a lot of cool stuff. From Badfly Interactive, are you a gamer at all? Oh my gosh, you really want to get these. They sent us with a whole bunch of streaming keys for Dead Effect 2. It's a horror story-driven VR game. And we'll send you those streaming keys. Just mention that and you'll probably get one of those immediately.
From Transmetals, we talked about these in the first hour of our show. They sent several of their executive toy copper spheres valued at $120 a piece.
They're really cool. And they're just that. Solid copper sphere. They even come with a white glove for easily handling. You don't get your fingerprints on. It's just pretty cool. From Hudway, heads-up displays to keep your eyes on the road. They sent several.
From Raycon, the new CE company led by entertainer and techpreneur Ray J, wireless earphone Starship E70, contoured design, optimized audio fidelity, wireless headphones H60, lightweight, compact design, and noise-canceling headphones.
And that would have been fidelity. I think you were trying to say fidelity. Yes. From Hi-Fi Man Electronics, their Sundara over-the-ear planner magnetic headphones valued at $499. You might win one of those.
I Love Wireless and a couple of their Kids Connect GPS tracker cell phones for kids.
Oh, yeah, those are pretty cool. Cameron uses one and loves it. From DE World, grip all-in-one phone mount for your car. Get this, they sent us a case of those, 24 of them, to share with our audience because they love Into Tomorrow. And we might be able to send one of those to you, especially, what's cool about their grip all-in-one, I think, is that it'll work for anybody and any phone in any car. You have an old CD player you haven't used in years? Well, they have a part that can slide into the CD player area. And that can become your phone mount, or on the dash, or on the windshield, or on the air conditioner vents. I mean, they've got it covered. All-in-one phone mount. It's pretty cool. But you get the idea. And if you want to know more of the goodies that we've got for you, like from Catalyst and from Octopus by Joy and a whole bunch of other companies, visit us at intotomorrow.com. Check on the cool summer giveaway, and you'll get all that info. And good luck to you, because we certainly want to hear from you. James in Grangeville. Is it Grangeville? Yeah.
It is.
Grangeville, Idaho. Welcome Into Tomorrow, James. Happy to have you with us.
I have a wrench, and I was wondering how I can use a drone, especially during the winter time when I'd like to go out and use it to search for troubled horses that I have down below the hill.
Well, James, okay, a ranch. I thought you said a wrench. I was going to say, I'm not sure how you'd use the wrench, but a ranch. Gotcha. Yes, you should be able to, as it's common use case for drones. You'll probably want a better drone. Spend a little more money on it if you can. Not one of the inexpensive $100 Chinese generics, but something more like a DJI Phantom, for example. And there are several like them. The main reason for that is range. But there are other reasons as well. With a quality drone, you get features like auto return, turn and land. And if they start to run out of battery or lose their signal, you can also get better range. But if they start to run out of battery, they know to come home and you won't lose it. You want something that won't restrict you to a regular Wi-Fi connection, but something that will boost its signal as much as possible.
Again, your use case is viable. There are drone tests that show drones flying 3 or 4 miles from the operator before the signal starts to degrade. The only issue is that those are the $1,000 drones, not the $100 drones.
Yeah, and we're not recommending you spend a grand unless you can afford it, but maybe somewhere in the middle.
Right. We've tested unique drones, and they have good image quality and stand up to the wind reasonably well. DJI's drones can also compensate for the wind, but if you live in a truly windy place, keep in mind that drones do not do well in that environment. The other obvious thing to point to is that you said Idaho and winter. A drone may not be able to keep its electronics warm enough to keep from failing in the cruel Idaho winter, but so don't buy anything without first making sure that it's rated for very low temperatures.
Yeah, good point. And you want to keep it in your house anyway, in normal environment. Don't keep it out in a barn or something where it's just going to freeze to death. But James, let us know what you end up going with. I think that's pretty cool. And even more importantly, when you shoot some video of your ranch and you're checking all the horses and stuff, post a couple videos and send us some links, and we'll share them. I think it'd be awesome. We'd love to see that ourselves and share it. IntoTomorrow.com, where you get more information, and by the way, hear all 3 hours of the show, as well as signing up for our free podcasts, among other things.
We've been fighting the war on drugs for a long time. We answer the phone 24/7, 365 days a year. On a busy night, we answer hundreds of calls. This war on drugs needs our intervention.
Since 2014, Addiction Hope and Helpline has helped people struggling with drugs and alcohol.
When the phone rings, we help people when they need it the most. When we get a caller into treatment, it feels good. It's a blessing.
If you're struggling, drinking, using, and need to get clean, don't suffer alone in silence. Call Addiction Hope and Helpline.
Our people understand. And many are also in recovery. Call for support and strength. You can call for someone who can't or isn't willing. It's an act of love. Together we can help you beat this thing and erase addiction from your vocabulary once and for all.
Call 800-665-6113, 800-665-6113, 800-665-6113.
You must have a tech question, anything about anything involving consumer technology. We're here to answer for you. 800-899-4686. It's easy. 800-899-INTO. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline.
And Jimmy in Norfolk, Delaware, listens on 105.9 WXDE.
I'm interested in buying a new computer setup, and I wanted to see what you would recommend for me.
Well, Jimmy, Acer's Predator Orion 9000 sounds pretty good to us. It's powered by an Intel Core i9 chip, comes with 128 gig of RAM, 2 terabytes of hard drive space, and an extra 512 gig SSD, solid-state drive, love it, for speed. It's also VR-ready, so if you're into virtual reality stuff, it's a good thing because it'll cost you $8,000. Now, you asked for our recommendation, but maybe that's not so realistic.
Yeah, the HP Stream 11 sounds pretty good, too. It barely has any storage space with 32 gig, which most of which will be eaten up by Windows, but it's hard to argue with a $200 MSRP. And we tell you those so you can see the two extremes here. Unfortunately, without knowing more about what you're planning to use it for, it's going to be hard for us to help you find that sweet spot in between those two.
Yeah, but you gotta kind of get the idea. If you want to call back and let us know what exactly you plan to use it for, we can be even more precise. Hey, do you get our free once-a-week tech newsletter?
I do.
What's in it this week in addition to tech news and guest info?
Yeah, Beth's tech tip, tech out some back-to-school help. Seems hard to believe, but within the next couple of weeks, kids will begin their journeys back to school. Mm-hmm. Heading online can help you prepare for a great year.
And for many, phones have completely replaced dedicated digital cameras, but even pros reach for their iPhones or their Samsung Galaxy phones to snap images. This week's Into Tomorrow tech newsletter will tell you how to take better pictures with your smartphone. How do you subscribe? You visit intotomorrow.com and put only your email address, which we share with no one, and you'll be getting it.
Bringing you the latest in consumer electronics and technology, this has been Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline. to participate with Dave and his tech geniuses and win prizes anytime 24/7, use our free Into Tomorrow app for your iPhone, Android, and netbooks. Available in your app store or call 1-800-899-INTO. That's 1-800-899-4686. Be sure to visit our website anytime to read our show notes and watch our ITTV videos at intotomorrow.com. And join us next week as we bring you further Into Tomorrow.